Blog Talk Radio.
Real dope dealers for real.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope.
Whippin' the yam, whippin' the flippin' the yam, turnin' her brick to a lamb, re-rockin' the dope, soon as it get out the boat, keepin' the soft like a meat, go to my link, smokin' the sink, choppin' that work like a karate, serving a new Maserati, and a brand new Maserati, that's a whole lot of new money, stashin' and hiding from 12, movin' the squares and them bills, serving the raw as a yell. Beating that China like who's the kitchen? Whipping it, whipping that fishing for a cat. Drinking no syrup, I'm rolling them hats. Made myself a bouncer, bouncing a plug. Either way you put it, nigga, I'm good. Triple salute, nigga, straight out the hood. Back of soda, water splashing, scale. Fork on my right and my pot and my left. Leaning all the way over to the side. I whip me a 4-way to a 9. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can't be televised.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ain't move that dope, ain't move that dope.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I knows better. When they saying it's 42 for that white powder, I knows better. Get it, nigga, I knows better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't wanna sell dope forever and flood they rolling to the vessel break? Fish scale in the tooth door that I fish tail. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and designer shit that I misspelled. Yeah, look at the clues, the J's, the jewels, I'm matching the monkey. From 15 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, fucking my junkies. Pablo, Versace, way before me goes. My dinner plate, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-hoes. Fuck a kilo like a free throw. Crack house, I had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego.
Young nigga, move that dope. 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 Move that dope. Move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
Look at him. I try to leave the best for later, but Pusha try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard P, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the weird-ass clothes. That's coming on song and the Buffalo. I know gorillas with the triggers that's on the banana clippers and packing with the biggest missiles. These niggas is knocking over vehicles. These niggas ain't waiting just to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear please niggas. These niggas like chopping down trees niggas. These niggas 1, 2, 3 and they squeeze niggas. These niggas hit the weed and they lead niggas. G niggas.
If you got 2 hoes, you need to let one go. 2 Lambos, you need to let one go. All these drones, why y'all smoke drones? Never high in the sky, I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'm a step one though. Big ass bag, but no man sando. All that war, we need to let that go. That boring business, I'ma get that hoe.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, move that dope, move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, y'all nigga move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, move that dope, move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope,
push it.
Fuck, I just heard myself twerking.
Ah.
Yeah.
I could imagine you actually hurting yourself twerking.
Yeah, it was. Totally was.
You can imagine him what?
Hurting himself twerking.
Twerking? Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how he injured his back in the first place.
I wish it would be a better story, at least. Other than
no, it would not. It would not be a better story. It would not be a better story.
Up a box and
no, that's legit. You picking up a box and fucking up. You know what? You know what I really like? You know how they tell you that you're supposed to lift with your legs? Like when you bend down to lift something up, you're supposed to lift with your legs? Like, as much as they're right about that, like, that's not our natural inclination. Like, whenever somebody drops something,
right.
like, your inclination isn't to squat down on your haunches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you don't sit on the backs of your heels to pick something up. You fucking lean
right.
over and pick that shit up.
That's right, like a man.
Yeah, but that was the last time I ever did that. That was the last time I ever picked up something like that.
Unless it was a cock, and then you just dove face first at it.
Yeah, I just guard. Yeah, I just go balls deep. Yeah, totally.
So I don't know if you guys have read this article. I posted an article on the show's page wall. I sent it to Christy. Christy, did you get a chance to read that?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't been online this morning, so I haven't seen anything.
Well, Mick, do you like have a job or something? Is that what's going on?
For now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. So are you moving up? Are we losing you to Panama yet? Has that happened? Is that on the
I
table
still? I don't know. See, here's the thing. They're offering me, like, no money, which I don't know if we've discussed yet. So that's my main sticking point. But they actually went and leased an office space. And the office is, like, super nice. It's in, like, a skyscraper. It's in, like, the 45th floor
of
a skyscraper.
Of course it is. $10 can buy you a great office in fucking Panama.
Right. And the apartment they showed me is like on a 34th floor of a 40-story building with all this nice scenery and all this
shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
the 30 to 40 are really nice, but once you get like 29 down, it's all like, you know, it's like the movie Dread. It's controlled by a female slumlord that shoots her tenants.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Wasn't that movie just a big rip-off
of...
That
was the remake. That was the remake.
Yeah, the remake was better. The remake was much better.
Yes.
Really? You think so? I thought the original was better.
No, what? With Stallone?
The original was Stallone
was
better? Get
well, because
the
remake is actually a rip-off of a French movie. Like District 13 or some shit.
District 13.
Wait.
Close. It's similar, but not the same.
Do you mean the South African movie? District 13 about the aliens?
Not that one.
Oh,
no. There's a different one.
Yeah, 13.
Well, you do realize that the movie was actually real. Like, the comics are about 30 years old, and the storyline in the remake was actually very...
Pretty cool.
Pretty aligned to the comics. So there's
yeah,
the
I like the Judge Dredd comics.
Oh, no.
And
like
I was disappointed with the first movie, you know, because I liked the comics, and I was disappointed with the first movie. And the second one, I wasn't trying to give it the light of day, but I don't know who convinced me to watch it, and I watched it.
Yeah,
I just
threw it on, and it wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
which is, I hope everybody watches it just so they know where Mick is going to be living. that's really it.
Do they have that drug that
like,
makes
I mean
like,
Lena,
so
I forget
out.
How to pronounce her. What's her name? Lena Headey, the one who played the wife.
Yes.
She plays Cersei on Game of Thrones. She plays
mm-hmm.
the wife of the main protagonist in 300. She's kind of
yes.
hot.
Right.
So if she's like the crazy Scarface slumlord in your Panamanian 80-story fucking post-apocalyptic.
Good.
Blood building
she,
that you're going to be living in, man. Like, you might.
Was she in the Terminator TV show?
Was she?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Was she?
Yeah.
I was going to watch
whatever.
That pile of shit.
No,
it
was actually
awful.
Pretty good the first year. No, the first year, I don't believe you. The Sarah Connor thing? Yeah, the first year was really good. And then the second year, she was like dreaming of stuff and it was happening. It was all bullshit.
No, I don't believe
do
anything
like
you're saying right now.
Do you like
the
Secret in the Notebook?
Christy,
you're the one who watched The Secret. None of us have watched The Secret except for you. You can't judge. You watched it.
I was depressed. I was out of my mind, and none of
that's
you took
not an
my
excuse.
To
that's
you
not
were,
an
none
excuse
of you were there
actually,
for me.
Bitch, I've been here for your ass.
Yeah,
and
I've been here every Wednesday and Sunday for you. Every Wednesday and Sunday.
There is not one time where you have called me where I've told you I couldn't talk to your ass. So don't even play that shit. There is no excuse for The Secret. Nobody. Nobody.
The Secret.
Has an
Which
excuse
is the
for
secret,
The Secret.
Though? What happened to The
that's
Secret?
That's that bullshit self-help book that became real popular because the whole purpose behind it was if you think positively, like shit will come to you, and you make like a dream board where you put all the things that you want, and that makes
like a documentary. The documentary you're talking about.
No, the documentary. You're going to try and make that piece of shit a documentary? How dare you?
Yeah, I thought
how
it was like a...
Well, I don't know, Chrissy. We didn't see it. We're just making assumptions about it.
No, it wasn't a documentary. It wasn't even self-help. It was no help. It just...
Ah, bum-bum.
Just take, you know... Just take another 5 minutes onto your brain.
You know what? That should be. Let me tell you something. When you look back on your life and you think about all the things that you might regret, like, for example, throwing yourself vagina first at a guy who just flipped a knife out on you.
I did not throw myself at him.
That should. Yeah, we don't
care. That's not even how it went down.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Nobody cares about that.
As far as we're concerned, that's how it went down.
Yeah,
okay.
as far as the show dynamic is concerned, that's exactly what you did. So when you look back on your past full of, you know, having sex with crackheads in an alleyway, the most shameful thing that you should think about is that you watch The Secret.
Not being
that
on this show?
You should...
No.
Oh.
It's a close second. It's a close second. It's a very close second.
Shots fired.
Okay. Shots were
fired. Shots fired. Shots those were self-inflicted wounds. It's all good. She's the only other person that brings content to the show besides me. This show is hers, as far as I'm concerned.
I completely agree with you, buddy.
Mick, let's start our own show. Hey.
You don't want to let ever show up.
I can't wait. I hope. You know what? I pray to blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Aryan Caucasian Jesus that you and Mick start your own fucking show. I want that to happen. It's gonna be 45 minutes of Lou picking his belly button while Mick talks about the young girls. It's gonna be 15 minutes of Lou picking his belly button while Mick talks about the young girls he saw at a confirmation. That's what it's gonna be.
And then if it was just me and your show, Mike, it would just be like 45 minutes of us insulting each other.
It would be me insulting you because you haven't slept with me yet and my bitterness coming out and you just laughing at me and eventually hanging up. That's what's going to happen.
Oh. I will laugh at you. I will. And then you're gonna like show me email pictures of your penis, but it's not your penis. It'll be like a macaroni picture of your penis.
which is incidentally what Mick's real penis actually looks like.
Macaroni. They call him Yankee Doodle.
If I send you a picture of two dangling wet lasagna noodles slapping together, that's just Lou's butt. That's a picture that Lou sent me of his ass.
Nice.
If I sent you a quick picture of Nathan's six-pack hot dogs, that's the back of Mike's neck.
That would be the back of my neck, yes.
By the way, does this show have a budget?
It's more like one of those... We did have some content, yeah. We had content.
I thought you said a budget. As if we're going to do
this show have
like
a budget? Because I want to do some research for my next creep segment, but it's rather expensive.
Oh, so you want us to pay you
to
go down
to
Atlantic City?
No, we're not sending
you
to fucking Thailand on a sex tour. We're not sending you on a
sex
tour.
I'm going to send myself on a sex tour to Thailand.
This show actually just does have a budget. I just, believe it or not, I just spent $5 to promote the show's ad on Facebook. I really actually did that.
Oh, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. $5. I was thinking about it.
Really? You get paid?
Mm-hmm.
Who would see that other than our sphere of influence?
It promotes it on people's news feeds. If somebody who's already liked the page, it's annoying as shit. It'll pop up in a friend of a friend's news feed saying that they like this. Be like, recommendations for you, the Questionable Intelligence Report.
Joe Schmo like this, so you might like it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like, do you like pedophilia and child pornography? You might like the Questionable Intelligence Report.
Listen.
Basically.
Come on now.
What?
Hey, man. Audience is an audience, all right? All of Mick's uncles, all of Mick's uncles still count as an audience.
Right. All three.
You know, I've never, out of all the uncles that I have, I've never had like a creepy uncle. I don't think.
Everybody has a crazy uncle though.
That's because you're going to be creepy uncle.
Yeah, I had a crazy uncle.
Yeah,
Chris,
I'll probably be the creepy uncle.
All of Louis's uncles are crazy. I don't think Louis has a non-crazy uncle.
All dozen of them are creepy uncles, Seth.
Oh, creepy and crazy? Or just crazy and creepy?
Both, actually.
Wow. The same damn time.
Yep.
Same damn time.
Actually, Louis, was it like your granduncle or something that got murdered by the woman that he was banging and her husband?
He's probably old enough to be a granduncle. No, but he was my uncle. He was pretty crazy.
Straight uncle.
Yeah, he was banging some drug dealer's, like, half-prostitute girlfriend or wife, and so they set him up and they took him to an ATM, wiped his bank account, and then either threw him off a cliff or threw him in the car off the cliff on
Damn.
Fire.
As far as I'm concerned, they raped him, they chopped off his head, they set him on fire, and then they threw him off a cliff.
Oh, I didn't say that. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, it was in the newspaper and everything. They fucking killed his ass.
That's crazy circumstances surrounding your uncle, not your uncle.
They made
actually
sure
being
he was
crazy.
Dead. Like this, it wasn't just like a crime of passion. Like they made goddamn sure that dude was dead. Like there was no question.
Right. They almost felt like they were dealing with Damien or something. Yeah, we gotta make sure this sucks is dead. But he was crazy though. He gave me my first cigarette when I was like 8. My first beer.
Gave him his first BJ when he was 5.
He one time had to go to the emergency room because as he was driving by, some lady was bending into her trunk and he slapped her ass.
Oh,
and his hand got swollen.
God damn.
Wow.
So one of the things, so we might as well get to the content since we've already wasted almost half the show. But one of the things I saw, and Christy might be friends with the same person on Facebook, but a pregnant friend of mine on Facebook, she's driving with her husband, and she told the story because her oldest daughter, who is probably about 4 or 5, was sick and stayed home that night. But while they were driving, they got rear-ended, and it was a pileup. Like there were like 4 cars that hit her from behind, and she wound up bashing into the car in front of her, and you know the back seat got all fucked up, and it was kind of a miracle that her kid was sick that day because her kid would have got fucked up. And she went to the hospital and she was fine. You know, her pregnancy was okay or whatever. But on her news feed, one of the first things I saw were people quoting the Bible about, oh, your God is a mighty God. And I'm like, why is, like, it's okay. I understand thanking, so, oh, thank God you're okay. I mean, we say that even at a reflex, even if we're not particularly religious. We just say, you know, thank God you're okay. But, like, to not only say, oh, our God is a mighty – why is God mighty because he bashed your ass from behind by 4 cars? Like, what's so mighty?
How couldn't he just avoided the whole thing altogether and be a big traffic-directing traffic cop or something?
Yeah.
Because God would be mighty if he could do that. God could care less about us in traffic, basically. He's got other things going on. You know what I mean?
If God was really that mighty, he would have nixed the accident altogether.
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand the mentality.
He could work on that Boko Haram thing.
Here's the thing: like, what kind of mentality does this God have that he sits on his almighty throne in heaven, and he's like, oh, you know, here's I'm doing the finances, whatever. Oh shit, you know what? Let's fuck with that pregnant bitch. Let's fuck with her because she doesn't love me enough. Let's bash her with 4 cars and make her remember that she had a kid at home. It was a miracle that the kid was in the back of the car and make her go to the hospital. And that'll totally restore her faith in me because she wasn't loving me enough. Let me do that right now.
No, they would say that was the work of the devil and God intervened on her behalf. The devil made
the crap.
Well, my point is, like, if God is omniscient, and omnipotent, why why is it okay? Why does he just, like, let the devil do this shit? Like, oh, shit, you know? Like, can't he just be... Like, I kind of feel like it, this shit
maybe
happens
like the
and they
world
say, oh,
a
no,
giant
the devil.
Like, okay, devil, you can have your little accident, but I'm going to counter with my... making sure the kid isn't in the car at the time.
Touché. No, I mean, it's all kind of crazy because, I mean, if you think about it, God created the devil, and if he's supposed to be the beginning and the end, he knows how all this is going to end. So
exactly.
He knew all the
then
shit
the
in the
middle.
Then the
devil technically serves God's purpose also.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, meet in the middle, and a whole bunch of shit happens, and you're going to be okay if you love me. You're going to be all right. You know, I'm going to strike you down with diabetes and cut off your leg and make you half blind, and just
like,
because...
Just
because
it's
you
all
said,
a test. It's just a test. It's a test of your brain.
Remember that time you was out front of a store and you dropped all your change and you was like, God damn it. Well, I have to strike you down for that. You just can't.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't. I can't have that. You know, I'm a petty person. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. God is totally petty.
You know, whatever. No.
No, for real. If we're to believe, like, here's the thing. Like, people thank God right after it's one of the major complaints of the religious people is that, you know, people only turn to God during times of tragedy. You know,
right.
Oh, they don't. But it's not so much like that anymore. Now people are thanking God, and we've seen this over the last 20 years, when they beat the shit out of somebody in a boxing ring, when they win the World Series, when, you know, their stocks just climbed, like, I'm so glad God gave me the ability to bash in the face of this random black dude.
Wait, can
in
I
this
tell you
boxing
what's
ring
about,
in front
about
of
you bringing up the sports thing is that one of my favorite
is
players...
Is somebody crinkling
players.
Paper into the phone? What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
I was trying to eat a bag of chips.
Oh, I thought,
Jesus
oh, God.
Fucking Christ.
I thought God trying to interrupt us.
I'm going to fight you.
Well, no, one of that reminds me of this football player, Stevie Johnson on the Bills. He, like, was in position to catch a wide-open pass at the end of the game that would have won them the game, and he dropped it. And so he went on, like, Twitter after the game, and he's like, why, Jesus, why did you do this to me? And everybody, like, flipped out that he was blaming God when, like you said, every time everybody does something that they're supposed to do in the sporting world, they give Jesus, God, Allah, whoever, all the glory. But yet, when the one time where somebody actually blamed Jesus for his fuck up, everybody was up in arms. Like, it was hilarious. They were so
he was doing
Jesus,
the right
why
thing, like
you
God.
Let me catch that pass, Jesus? Why?
Right.
That's a valid
exactly.
question. Like,
why
Lou,
didn't you
why
take
don't you
the
pray
wheel?
To God for your real estate business? Like, what's taking so long with that shit?
Shit is tough, man. I've been working at this shit for fucking over 2 months and I haven't made a fucking single dollar.
Oh, you want to
fuck
wanna
you? Just fake fucking
oh.
sympathy.
Oh,
Excel,
well, you're
buddy, you gotta get on it.
You didn't pray hard enough.
You need
That's
to wear Jesus
out.
Shirts. You need to.
I need to
sacrifice be...
children and get into like some
yes.
kind of satanic cult that holds the.
Yeah, like
you know,
wait a second. Wait
whoa,
a second.
Whoa.
There is no proof that sacrificing children is satanic. However, it states very clearly in the Bible that sacrificing children will make you more loved by God.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That's that whole burning bush thing, remember?
Is that true? Mm-hmm. Were there children sacrificed to God?
That whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Abraham
where, like,
sacrificed his first kid.
Was going to. Was going to.
He was going to. Right. He didn't actually.
Yeah, but
right,
God
right.
intervened
oh, yeah,
with the talking burning right. bush and said, hey, thank you. I, you know, I'm glad you were going to go through with it. I just wanted to see if you did. Punked. Ha-ha.
Yeah,
then,
yeah, I passed. I pushed the boundaries.
Ha-ha. And Ashton Kutcher jumped from behind the burning bush like, we got you, man.
I wanted to see what you would do because I didn't know. Oh, that's right. I'm God. I did know.
And then Justin Timberlake was crying in the corner because his house really wasn't
yeah, yeah.
taken.
Right, right. it was the prehistoric version of Punked, basically.
The only episode I remember where Justin Timberlake was going to cry when they took all his shit.
No, he did cry.
Yeah.
There was no was going to. He
cried.
He straight up cried.
He did cry. What a fact.
Yeah.
Should have been more like Punk ass.
than a pint.
He said he was extremely high at the time. That was the reason why.
Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah.
He was extremely gay at the time, is what he was.
Well, yeah.
He was extremely
pathetic. Why don't you cry about it, Timber?
He cried a river.
So one of the actually kind of a segue from the religious angle is there's this article that I mentioned earlier. Actually, Louis Bruce posted this shit. Here's what happened. In South Carolina, all right, an 8-year-old girl, it's a science enthusiast, she wrote to the governor because every state apparently has a state everything. They have a sanctioned game bird, you know, an official bird, an official dog, an official flower, an official snack food. One of the things they have is an official fossil, you know, a fossil that was found in the state. So this little 8-year-old girl realizes South Carolina doesn't have a state fossil, so she writes to the governor and the senators in the state to nominate the Columbian mammoth as the state fossil.
Okay.
So what happens is that everybody thinks, oh, this is a good idea. Well, they sort of started thinking it was a good idea. The first thing that happened is an objecting state senator decided to attach 3 verses from Genesis to the act, to the bill, to sponsor the Columbian mammoth being listed as the state's official fossil, which now was liable to bury it. Because what you're doing is, while you're trying to put forth this idea that the state should have a fossil, which like 43 other states already have, this one senator is saying, okay, well, if we're going to do science, then we have to have religion attached to it also. So we're going to put 3 verses from Genesis outlining God's creation of all living creatures. And then, of course, other lawmakers who are more fair-minded see this shit, and they're like, we can't approve this now.
Unbelievable. Destroying a girl's hopes and dreams.
So what this fucking same senator did is he specified in the bill that the Columbian mammoth was created on the 6th day with the other beasts of the field.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Waiting
that
nut
version
all
of
over
the bill
a
was
dream.
Passed in the Senate in early April, and now the bill is back in committee as the lower house squabbles over the new fucking language. And it's probably destined for the same fate as the fucking mammoth that it was talking about in the first place, which is extinction. So this poor little fucking 8-year-old girl petitions her fucking state
to
get a fossil.
Nice for her state, right.
Mm-hmm.
With no,
can
like, agenda tied to it. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. That's South Carolina for you. I'm currently living in South Carolina, and you guys should see this politician's election day stuff they put on. Oh, and it's like, first thing I'm going to do is repeal Obamacare, and then I'm going to make sure we're going to have, like, guns in the White House. I'm going to make sure babies can carry guns.
Yeah,
and then
we're going to pray
to Jesus that all the darkies learn how to get a job and an education.
No, I can get behind that one.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. It's not just – if it was just South Carolina, the rest of the union could turn and say, wow, South Carolina, you're a backwards – fucking state full of jackasses. Like, what's wrong with you? But it's not just South Carolina.
Florida.
33% of people agree, 33% of people in this country agree that climate change is man-made. Only 33%
only
of people 33. Agree. The United Nations, we're supposed to be the most fucking progressive nation in the world. And the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is made up of countries that are far more fucking backwards than we are, has already declared that climate change is man-made. It's already been declared by the United Nations.
They think virgins
that
can
climate
be
change is man-made.
You know, they believe climate change is man-made and virgins can be cured, can cure AIDS. And, you know...
Well, I don't know if they believe that in this country.
Well,
that virgins can carry AIDS. I know that's an African thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're more progressive in regards to climate change than we are.
but
they actually sacrifice children, and yet they know.
They know that global warming is a problem.
The problem
I don't like
is,
that we're calling it climate change. What happened to global warming? Why is that taboo to say now?
Because apparently there's too much of a stigma attached to the words global warming. You know? And to be honest, part of the problem is that Al Gore's fucking idiot documentary on climate change turned out to be riddled with some really absurd leaps in logic. So it's his fault, too. I mean, the heart was in the right place, but they didn't, like Michael Moore, they didn't get their facts correct. And they had every opportunity to do it. Nobody was clamoring for Al Gore to make a fucking climate change documentary. They had plenty of time to get their shit together.
All right? It's called Inconvenient Fact Check. You know, Google some shit, go to the library, you know, the Smithsonian, talk to some people, and then come back to us with facts.
Yeah, for real. Correct.
And actualities.
It's not that hard.
It takes a little time and effort, but if you put that time and effort towards getting it right versus the sexy story.
Well, what I don't understand is not only there's obviously been at least a fringe element of anti-intellectualism in this country for a long time, but it's becoming more commonplace. And I don't understand why. Why is it that the better science is getting, the dumber people are trying to make themselves? It's not like, I mean, if anything, education by default is getting better just because we know more. Just because the more that we know, the easier it is to spread this information, even to the places where education is harder to reach. You know, even the less likely science is still able to filter out to those places because it may not be as good as what we have in the more urban areas in this country, but it's still better than the kind of shit that we're hearing people repeat now, which is just fucking bizarre.
Right. I don't know. I say a lot of it has to do with the instantaneous way we receive information. And because we get it so fast, we assume it's the truth. You know what I mean? And we just take what is being told to us. And then we tend to talk in our own bubbles. We don't go outside of our own bubbles to interact with other people and get a difference of perspective or opinion.
Speaking of education, and I've said this before, but it seems like we need to maybe focus less on trying to tell our kids that Thanksgiving was a bit... Jesus Christ, would you fucking try to open a bunch of cans of soda now? What are you doing?
I'm frying chicken.
Of course you are.
Oh, God, woman.
I'm hungry.
Bitch, eat before 6 o'clock. You got the whole goddamn day.
I did. I have, like, two Southwest chicken wraps, but I'm hungry.
What are you... Well, I mean, to be fair, she is pregnant all the time, so she probably just had a craving for fried chicken in the middle of the show.
I just started frying it up. I made
fucking
some fresh
Christ.
Fries, too.
The point is, we should be teaching our kids less about Thanksgiving being a great celebration between the white man and the red man, and maybe focus more on teaching them how to balance a checkbook, teaching them to maybe when they read something that automatically is aligned with what they already think, to do some research on it anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, just because. Can't accept the first word or the second or even the third. That fourth word, then yes, please accept it because it's obviously going to be the truth. But just don't
fourth
go on the first.
Go to?
Yeah. Yeah,
so, something else that came up is I don't know how aware you guys are of this, but there was a picture posted, I think it was on Twitter or something, of Will Smith's daughter, Willow Smith. She was lying in bed, and there's some kid who's a friend of the family, some 20-year-old kid. He's got his shirt off, and he's also sitting on the bed up against the wall, and people flip their shit. Now, I knew about this. I knew about the fact that they flipped their shit, but what happened was somebody fucking called Child Protective Services, and now Child Protective Services is investigating the Smith family because their 13-year-old daughter was lying in a bed, not even paying attention. It's like, it's not like she was snuggled up against this guy. It's not like she was kissing his chest or he was holding her. It was just a fucking picture of a shirtless dude sitting in a bed.
With her.
And she
She's
was
fully
there.
Clothed. She's fully clothed. Yeah. It looks like she just laid across the bed. Like, what's up, dude? And just plop down.
And she's the one who posted this?
Who posted
it? I think she did. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
she may
did.
Have posted
she
it
did.
To her Twitter.
She did.
Well, she's an idiot then anyway. She should know better than
that.
I mean,
I think people are reading too much into that picture. They're seeing something that ain't there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But, I mean, but honestly, I hear that story, and I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that people obviously flip out over the dumbest things. But I feel like it's just being able to come in.
Let's take it a little deeper than that. It's not just that people are outraged. It's that people were outraged to the point where they thought that it was a beneficial move to not only call Child Protective Services, but that Child Protective Services decided to take a break from investigating real things to actually go and
right,
talk to the Smiths about this.
Well,
yeah.
to be fair, whenever they called, they have to go investigate whether it's bullshit or not. So, you know, if somebody summoned them, they got to investigate.
I don't know how true that is. I mean, I'm sure that's their rule, but I don't know how true that is in practice.
Well, I mean, with celebrities, maybe there's a different course of action. Maybe there should have been, like, a celebrity child molestation task force.
Look,
I've seen
Lou sitting shirtless on a bed with countless young women. And there's never been any investigation.
They weren't sitting on the bed. You know that, you ever watch Insidious and that little creature puppet thing was up in the corner at the wall? That's how girls are in his room.
So Lou was like sitting on a bookshelf shirtless, just like slavering.
Right. And slavering.
Like drooling.
Freaking people out. He had that red and black mask on too.
But the point is, the point I'm trying to make is this kind of relates to a lot of other shit that we've talked about. At what point does your discomfort become enough for you to impose your will upon someone else?
First of all,
like, why is it okay for you to feel uncomfortable? And like, I was hanging out with this chick, a couple months ago. And everybody was laughing, and she decided that she didn't want to laugh at it. Literally decided she didn't want to have any more fun. She decided that she was going to be serious at that point, and that laughter was off the table. She'd laughed too much. I still don't understand this at all. She must be fucking autistic. And she decided that the whole room had to adhere to her mood. So everybody who was having a good time now had to cater to her mood.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Audacity.
So she was pissed off, so everybody else had to be pissed off.
She stopped, and she just stopped laughing, and she wasn't interacting with anybody, and she was kind of a part of the room. You know, there was maybe like 6 or 7 people in the room, so it wasn't, she couldn't exactly be isolated. And everybody was just like, hey, what's up? Like, why are you not,
yeah,
you know, interacting with us anymore. And she's like, I've just decided that I've laughed too much.
It sounds like,
you know,
every girl I've ever
funny.
Seen.
What?
That's bizarre.
Did she actually say those words?
That's
laughed too much?
I'm not kidding. I'm not making this shit up. I'm not exaggerating.
It's hard to believe.
It's attention-seeking behavior, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
okay, somebody.
I was incredulous, and she's a friend of mine, so I was like, what? But why is it okay for you to now impose your mood on everybody else? And you know, three or four people are trying to talk to her to figure out what's. And I'm like, don't even pay this bitch any fucking attention. Don't pay attention to her.
Right.
Don't feed into her idiocy.
you were getting too much attention or the conversation wasn't about her or anything she could relate to. So, therefore, she grandstanded with that, oh, I cannot laugh.
But I didn't even think that was the point because she was very much, it was like a switch flip. And she just decided, well, I'm just not going to laugh anymore. I've had too much fun.
What? Who does that? That's a tension.
Her decision was that too much fun was not only had for her, but everyone else should accommodate that also. And that's kind of the same mentality that you see in stuff like this. Like, if someone is offended by something, that means that everyone else should make sure that they are no longer offended by things anymore. And I don't believe that society should work that way. I don't agree with that. If I'm offended, everyone else should be offended, and I should not have to be subjected to this anymore. You know, Howard Stern's on the radio, and he's pissing everyone off, so they want him off the air. No, change the fucking channel.
Right. Don't listen. Don't participate. Don't want gay marriage, don't get gay married.
Yes. Right. If you don't like that Willow Smith is lying in a bed with a shirtless dude and they're not touching each other and shit, don't fucking look at her goddamn pictures, man. Don't do it.
Get off her. What are you doing on her Instagram anyway? Isn't that hypocritical? Goddamn.
Yeah, why are you following the pictures of a 13-year-old girl?
Even right. I would do that.
Yeah, you would.
No, Mick doesn't follow the pictures on Instagram. He takes them and posts them to his Instagram.
I have never been on Instagram.
Oh, it's Twitter then. It's Twitter. You follow the twit pics.
Really? I don't do that either.
No, it's just creepy to follow a kid.
You know what's bullshit? Oh, let me tell you what's bullshit. Is that we're all sitting here. Mick, you and Lou and I are within about 45-minute driving distance of each other. If Lou said, hey, I'm making fried chicken, you guys want any, we could just get in my car and we could go drive down and have fried chicken with Lou. This bitch is sitting here frying fucking chicken up on the phone with us. She's not offering us any, and we can't get to her even if she did.
I'm offended.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm offended. And
it's
I feel
Southern
like
fried chicken, too, and taters. Southern fried chicken
and taters.
I feel like
we should impose our will on Christy.
You want me to fry chicken when we meet up? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Did the black
you ain't meeting up
the
with
cook?
Nobody.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Hide. You're hiding.
I'm in hiding right now. I like chicken. You like chicken?
I like chicken, bitch.
You
I
want
like
some fried
chicken, too.
Fried fish?
Does anybody here not like fried chicken? Does anyone here not like fried chicken?
No. Everyone does, actually.
I make good fried chicken.
Everyone likes fried chicken. Louie's mom used to make the best fried chicken I've ever had, and there was, like, nothing to it other than, like, vinegar and Sazon Goya. Like, that was all there was to it. And it was just like
no,
that.
But you should have seen what she fried. It was deep frying. Like, the chicken was completely covered in it.
Well, that's the way you're supposed to fry chicken, man.
Yeah, don't you
hear the
bubble?
You're talking to a girl from the South. Like, is there another way to fry it?
I don't know, most people put
a little bit of oil and then
that's sautéed.
No.
We're talking about fried.
No, you hear my bubbles, right? That's deep in the fat. You know, it's in there. It popped my son in the face like 17 times. Get out of here.
That's because you're subtly trying to fry your son's face off.
Well, he shouldn't be so close to the damn oven. Shit. No, I'm frying chicken. He know better. That's how black people teach their kids. I warn you once, I warn you twice, third time, fuck it, you know better now.
Yeah, that's how black people discipline their kids. They go into their room at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're sleeping and deep fry chicken right next to their face.
Is that what happened to Willow Smith? They're like, you fucking with guys? All right, well, then you can fuck with this guy right here.
It was her 3 a.m. chicken.
Well,
you don't
well,
have
that's just the parents. Her parents don't care. Her parents are like, look, we know the kid. Like, he's a family friend. Like, nobody gives a shit. And yet people
right,
are just like
Andrew Jeff's kid.
And if
well,
they're
I'm,
like
I'm
any
just saying,
other
I don't particularly like the Smiths. They've got a school that's got Scientology based learning and shit. The son is a fucking airheaded, stupid jagoff, talentless fuck. I hate Jaden Smith with a passion.
Oh.
However, these people are obviously interested in their children's lives and spend a large time with it. And